The historic Iditarod Trail took center stage in yesterday's meeting held by the Army Corps of Engineers on the proposed Donlin Creek gold mine. Johanna Urich reports the route has been changed, but not far enough for some longtime mushers.
The Iditarod Trail is a National Historic Trail. There's no getting around that. And after Donlin Gold's original plan proposing a natural gas pipeline through Rainy Pass raised a storm of objections from some in the dog mushing community, the route of the proposed buried gas line from Cook Inlet now swings north over the Alaska Range through Jones Pass. This route was used to avoid Rainy Pass, but it does not go far enough. According to Dan Seavey, one of the pioneer mushers who created the last great race and worked hard to get the trail its National Historic Trail designation, he notes the gas line would still follow the trail route from Skwentna to Finger Lake.
I don't see any mitigation. I see selecting an alternate to the historic trail.
Many other dog mushers weren't at the meeting because there's a gag order on those who plan to run the race. Donlin is a major race sponsor. The Army Corps of Engineers are trying to find ways to mitigate the problem posed by the gas line and other parts for the huge mine project. Sheila Newman with the Alaska District of the Army Corps thinks with enough people at the table, a solution can be found. She hopes that the Seavey family will continue to be involved.
I think there might be a broader context of what he's talking about, the trail and the actual 400-foot wide corridor. Can it be moved out of that 400-foot corridor? It's something that we'll definitely investigate further. I think that that's a continuing conversation we need to have.
Donlin points to community archaeological projects like the one recently conducted at Cripple Creek, the nearest village to the mine site, as a method to help mitigate problems. But as far as moving the pipeline right away off the trail route, Enrique Fernandez, Senior Environmental Coordinator for Donlin Gold, says the reason it runs along the Iditarod Trail to the Alaska Range is the geography of the region.
It offers the best geotechnical conditions to place the pipeline, which is coincidental, the reasons also why the Iditarod Trail is there.
There are those who say the company needs to build connections between its proposed gas line and nearby villages. David Galilek Sr. from Akiak says he doesn't see any reason to build it if it does not improve the infrastructure to deliver more affordable gas for local residents.
They shouldn't actually build a pipeline if it's not going to benefit at least the region, you know, because we're the most economically, electrically, socially depressed region in the state.
June McAtee, Vice President of Lands and Shareholder Services for Calista, holder of the subsurface rights, says the Donlin Gold Mine is not a social service, but it is good business, and Donlin's proposed pipeline would bring affordable natural gas that much closer to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
The prices of fuel and power and everything else in the region are very high, and there's no way they're ever going to come down unless you build something. That's where we're coming from, and we think this project has the potential to help us get things built in the region.
But even if all these issues are resolved, some village residents worry that the pipeline will open remote areas to outside hunters. David Galilek Sr. says the temporary road used to build the gas line won't stay temporary, even if the company tries to close it, and that would have consequences for Akiak.
They will be coming in from all over the world. It is a whole lot cheaper to drive than to fly. Yeah, I mean, we'll have a lot of traffic in that area, eventually to the point where the state will have to call it a road.
The Army Corps of Engineers plans to hold another meeting on the issue in Bethel by the end of the month or early November. I'm Johanna Urich.